page Reish Chof Aleph. We are in the little middle of the laws of Eruv Chatzeros. Reish Chof Aleph, Simon Sadi Dald, Halacha Chof Dalet. Halacha Chof Dalet, Bahar Be Kilos, Mesaknim, Kol HaMavos, Varuchavos, Veruvin, in many Kilos communities, we are Mesakin, all of the Mavos, Varuchavos, in the streets, Veruvin. We discussed this last time from the Chasam Sofer, the obligation that we have, that was the last thing we did last time with the Chasam Sofer, the obligation that you have in a community, you must have an Eruv. Even if you don't want to use the Eruv because of all the technical problems that are involved in using an Eruv, but there are people that will mainly be nichshol, or people that are not learned and will carry on Shabbos. Rabbanim have an obligation to spare, to minimize their violation of Chil Shabbos. That is the halacha, and that's why the Chatzam Sofer was very strong, was a very big advocate of having Eruvim in a every community, no matter what. And this is quoted, this Chasam Sofer is quoted very, very much in relation to making Eruvin in communities in metropolitan areas, even though there are still many problems and obstacles. So having something is better than having nothing. That is one approach. Many Gedolim took that approach. And we mentioned last week, and not everyone, some Gedolim felt that times are different today, and it's not that the Chasam Sofer is not 100% relevant for us today.
There's a story about Rav Soloveitchik that's similar.
Yeah.
Walking in the street on Shabbos.
Yeah.
A car pulls up. Okay. Jewish guy in the car, and he asks him for instructions.
Yeah.
So the Rav says, turn left, turn right. He goes there. How can you tell a guy?
Yeah.
He says, and I shouldn't tell him, so he's
going to okay, it's a good story. Minimize the Chil Shabbos. It's a great story. Okay, so Bahar B'Mekam is Halacha of Da, Bahar B'Mekam B'Kilos, M'sakim B'Kolom B'Voyos, R'Chav V'Zvarim, M'sakim all the M'Voyos and the streets, B'Ruvin. The high new B'Tzuras HaPesach, Chodomish, and the Sechem Rishos, V'Nachem, and you also rent the Rishos from Yonachem. L'man Yulchul L'Talatel B'Chol Oyer, V'Tzichem L'Asos Kol HaTikunim Al Yidei Rav Mumchil Baki, must be done by an expert rabbi, V'Mekam Os Eilu Nogim L'Niach Esayru V'Chatzuras, V'Tzuras, we did this last time, V'Tzuras HaKneses, M'Shum D'Yesh Din Shutif, V'Eino Tzach Lios Tavka Be'Stira, since everyone in the community has a chelik in the Shbeis HaKnesses, therefore it's a place of shutvis, and that is the ideal location where the Eruv Chatzeres should be stored. Halacha Chof Hei. A private shul can, well, a private shul is like a private deal. L'chor is no worse. It's like a private, it's no worse than having in a public shul. Chof hey, avo b'mekoymo is she'enu ir misukenes be'eruvin. We'll do yudzayin in a few moments. Let's finish up some of the halachas here, and then we'll come back and do the shurim and some halacha. Talks about renting it from, I think, the city, from the government. But avo chof hey, avo b'mekoymo she'enu ir misukenes be'eruvin. Chof hey, let's do Chafei first. Halach Chafei on the table. We'll come back in a moment. Let's just first finish up the halach. We'll come back to the Shem Shemel in a few moments. We're up to, I think, halach on the bottom, Yud Zayin. Right, or maybe we'll go back in a moment. Let's just finish the halachas. Avol b'mekaymos she'ein ho'ir misukenes be'eruvim gam kishoisin eruv chatzeres b'shul hadiyurin shebuchatz be'sakneses also laniach es eruv be'sakneses elatzrichim lanichay be'sir, in a place where the city is not established with an eruv, even though they make eruv chatzeres for the diyurin shebuchatz be'sakneses, it's a local. They're not making an eruv for the entire community. They're only making a local area for the people on the block, people locally. Gam kishoisin eruve chatzeros b'shvil hadiyurin, the people that live in the same courtyard b'chotzer beis hakneses. So in this instance, where you only bring together a small group of people in one courtyard, even though it happens to be there is a beis hakneses in the courtyard, osur lehaniach es eruv b'beis hakneses, you're not allowed to leave it in the beis because they're here. I think it's not, it's like a shutufe muvos. In the previous example, where you're doing the entire city, it's not just the chatzeros you're bringing together. You're bringing together all of the muvos. There are two different things you need to do. You need to make an eruv chatzeros to join together the courtyards, and after you join together the courtyards, you need to join together all of the alleyways, the muvos. You have two things, eruv chatzeros and shetufei mevos. If you make a shetufei mevos, b'diavad, it also functions as an eruv chatzeros. You just do that, and that's good enough for everything. But that's only where you also
have to have one, you have to have bread, the other one you don't.
Right. So if you use the wine, it works. Or you use the bread. I don't remember the details. It works for both. It could also work for the shituf, mavos. But here he's discussing a situation where you only have a chotzer. You don't have a mug. What's the difference between having a shituf and mavos and a ruvei chatzeros? In shituf and mavos, you put the barrel of wine that joins together all of the courtyards in one of the courtyards. You don't put it in one of the homes. When you make an eruv chatzeros, you're supposed to put the bread in the bais, in one of the batim in the chotzer. After you make the eruv chatzeros and you join together all of the muvos, you put the wine in one of the courtyards, not in one of the homes. So here, where you're making an eruv chatzeros just for the people in one courtyard, there is no shituf. There's only eruv chatzeros. Then the eruv chatzeros must be put in a person's home that is owned by an individual, not in an area that's shared by the community, like the Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses that's shared by the community is equivalent to putting it in the mavoi, in the open area, which is only good and true when you're combining not just courtyards, you're combining together alleyways as well. If you first make courtyards and then you combine the alleyways, then even just doing a shituf works to cover b'diavad all of the courtyards, and then you can follow the rules of shituf and put the barrel of wine in the most public area, which is in the courtyard, or in this case in the Beis HaKnesses. But in this particular instance, you're not making a shituf, you're making only a local eruv chatzeros, and eruv chatzeros brings together only individual houses in one courtyard. Therefore, the eruv must be put in one of the individual houses. Okay, halacha chavav, ir hamusukenes be'eruvin v'niskalkel erev Shabbos. This is a very important point, halacha. What happens if you get word that the eruv is down? On Shabbos, someone is walking on the street and he sees that one of the telephone wires that is being used to enclose the city is being repaired, and the workers have taken it down, or a tree has fallen and a pole fell down. What do you do? It was good Erev Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. Erev Shabbos is only good for the Erev Chatzeros. It's not going to be good for the walls. The walls have to be functional 100% of the time. So if the Tzuras HaPesach is down, you have a real problem. All of the individual courtyards that have four walls and don't have any breach, even if each home has many bottom, can continue carrying on Shabbos. Here's the beautiful alumnus. When they made the area before Shabbos began, they joined together all of the courtyards in the entire city with one eruv chatzeros / shituf mavos. They joined everything together, and that was put at the other end of the city. And now the area that covers the entire city is down. So each courtyard is now on their own. If an individual courtyard has a wall around, they can continue carrying in the courtyard. But the problem is, in each individual courtyard, what is the eruv chatzeros that brings everyone together? It's the box of matzah that's to be found on the other end of the city, and there's no way for me on Shabbos to get to the other end of the city to bring it back to me, because the eruv of the entire city has been broken. You go to a simcha, you hear word. Let's see what happens. You go to a simcha, you go to the other side of town, you're walking, you go to the other side of town, and they tell you, guess what? The Erev is down. There was a storm, and a tree fell down, and the Erev is down.
Is there a chiyuv to tell everybody?
Oh, that's what he talks about. So the chiyuv is, yes, if they're going to listen, yes. If they're not going to listen, no. You should not tell them. Let's see. Mikol Makom Mutar. So here, he's going one issue at a time. The first issue at a time is, okay, the Erev is down. Excellent. I'm willing to listen. But in my particular courtyard, we have four walls. So I can carry from my courtyard to another courtyard, but within my courtyard, we can still continue carrying. Yeah, but wait a minute. In order to carry, it's not just enough to have four walls. You also must have an Eruv Chatzeros. And the Eruv Chatzeros has to be stored within your courtyard. Your Eruv Chatzeros is stored in a different courtyard where you're not allowed to carry to. You're not allowed to carry back and forth. So the answer is, it doesn't matter, because it was good when Shabbos began. That's what Mikol Makom Mutar, Mishum de Le'inyin Zeh, Amrinan Shabbos, Kevon de Hutra. Once it was good when Shabbos began, it remains good for the remainder of Shabbos, even though technically you're not able to retrieve it at this moment in time. Since it's also a concern that people should not be nichshol to carry in a place where it's osur, next thing, what about carrying for everyone carrying from one place to the next place? If you can hire a non-Jew on Shabbos to fix the Erev, that's the best thing to do. To get a non-Jew emergency crew to have standby, and that's what they do have in some cities. They have crews on standby. If it's something that's minor, one of the lechis has fallen out of place, they are on call to repair the damage on Shabbos.
You're allowed to tell them?
Yes, you're allowed to tell them, because people will give me nichshol on Shabbos. It's mutter. The imnikra hachevel shebetzuras ha-pesach, the yevshah she'en Yehudi yisaknoi be'aniva, oi be'kesher Bekesher echad, vanival gabav ma'atayv, and if you could goy can be masakin it without being machal Shabbos, that would be ideal. If the string is broken, and you tell him just tie the string with a bow, don't tie the string with a kesher shel kayama. So then there's no amir liyakum. There's no amir liyakum. He's not doing anything. So then what's the obvious kasha? So why can't you do it yourself? If you're not doing a malacha deraisa, so you should be able to do it yourself. So the answer is you can't do it yourself because it's an asamid rabban, it's tikkun, it's a yimim masakin of a wall. It's not a physical wall, but it's a lamdisha wall. It's like tikkun mone, just like you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos because you're doing it uvda d'chol. Making a lamdisha wall on Shabbos is a gedder of uvda d'chol. You're not allowed to do, but chatchilu you can tell a guy to do it. Halach of zayin im chal yom. Now it doesn't tell you what happens. What happens? He does not discuss what happens if. You can repair it on Shabbos. So should you tell people to repair it that the Erev is down? So this is a very tough question. Okay, the story is people are coming to Shul on Shabbos and they don't know the Erev is down. Should you tell them? Rabbi said last night, even though you got a phone call, you called up, Erev Shabbos was up, overnight it went down. So basically you should tell them, but if you see someone walking in the street, pushing his baby carriage and holding his talis, so you shouldn't tell them. You shouldn't tell them. You wait until they, I don't know when. You wait until they get to safety. Because as long as they don't know, they are misasik. They are misasik. And if you're going to tell them, so then they're going to be amazed. They're going to be amazed, or they're not going to be amazed, they're going to be an onus. What am I supposed to do? I have a baby. What am I supposed to do? I have my talis. You know, it's a cost, I have a lot of things in this talis bag. So I'm going to walk pachas midal ramas. Well, not everyone knows the halacha, not everyone.
Call him the baby, you gotta leave.
What? Not everyone knows the procedure. So the best thing to do is not to tell them, especially if you want to be samech on the poskim that say that bisman hazeh we don't have a reshus haram d'oraisa. So anyway, they're now being a misasek on an isser d'rabban of a karmelis. So it's not a good thing, but it's not the end of the world. And even if you want to be machmer and say that the isser d'oraisa, since they are in a situation where they have a child or they have something very valuable and there's a way to do it, but it's very complicated and more likely it's going to lead to Chil Shabbos, so the best thing is not to say and to trail them until they reach a safe place, and then you tell them you can leave your valuables with me over Shabbos and you'll come back after Shabbos. Okay, it's definitely there are situations where the rabbanim maybe they know the Erev is down and there's no way to inform the whole tzibur. They don't say anything.
In general, if you don't know a din, and you're not told a din,
ignorance is bliss.
Right.
Not all the time.
No.
Not all the time. You have to know how to play the game. It's not so simple. If people are already safe, then
thoroughly learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you know a lot of these laws.
Yeah. So Kitzur Shulchan, you have to look at Shulchan. Okay. Let's see the Shi'arim Mitzvah Halacha. Let's go back. Let us go back to the Shi'arim Mitzvah Halacha Tes Zayin Bitzura Sa Pesach. Ayin b'shut mishkanos Yaakov shemefakvek al cheter shalonu lahatir kol hayoros aidei tzuras haPesach umnei sheyesh bohem derachim mifuloshim v'derech hamelech averes bohem dehavi rishus. Okay, we spent so much time on this. We're not going to go through all the details again, but basically, not everyone in this day and age is happy that we're able to make an erev with the tzuras haPesach because we have over here open roads v'derech hamelech averes bohem dehavi rishus harabim after einish shishim ribo. This machlokes the Gemara. Do you need Shishim Riboy? Some Rishonim say you do, some say you don't. You just have to have a road that's 16 amos wide, that's accessible to the masses. That's called the Rishus Rabim Deraisa. And the only way you can make the foolish from end to end, it goes from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Ocean Parkway, L'chora, is a road that's mefulish.
Does it have to be straight?
That's Machloikis. Ocean Parkway turns on a small angle when you get to Avenue V, I believe.
W
turns small angle. Is that called that it's not mefulish? It's a stretch to say that the bridge right before you get to the water, there's a bridge. So is that called Nama Foolish? These are all issues which is not clear. There's a machlokes. It's a small language. What you're going to say, the time of Chazal, it had to be a perfect, when they talked about a foolish lechera, that's now what Chazal had in mind, that if it turns slightly on Avenue W, that's not called a foolish. Yet some will tell you that's not a foolish, so take advantage of the halacha. So it's not a rishus ram deraisa. You have a bridge every so often, there are red lights, the cars can go at full will, they have to stop at a red light. Having red lights automatically changes the dynamics of being a foolish. It's not a foolish. And you don't have people, you have cars, what? A lot of places can make, they don't, no one says one thing alone, they combine all of these things together. It's not a full avenue, double, avenue, straight, perfectly straight. There are red lights. There are people are not walking. There are cars. It's rishuyos.
It has to be what's the
distance from end to end, from one end of the city to the other end of the city. No distance. It's a matter of going from one end of the city to the other end of the city. There are many reasons. There's a combination of many factors that we want, that Pesachim want to use. They combine together. It's called a tsnif.
Prospect Expressway also turns.
The Prospect Expressway. That's not even relevant. That's not okay. And we don't really have 6 million people. We don't have 3 million people. There are.
You don't have
one.
The only street that cuts through and through straight is Flatbush Avenue.
Yeah.
And it has a tzuras haPesach because there are bridges on both ends.
Okay. Okay. There are a lot of different reasons, a lot of different things that Paiskim want to combine together. The goal in halacha is always to combine. You go to a major league posek, you have a real tough question. You'll always see him saying, "Well, let's find reason why it should be mutter." You're in a very civil situation. So, but a good posek there, the rules of psak are that if you can combine a collection of reasons why you can be makel, even though one by itself would not be sufficient. To go say that it turns a little bit on Avenue W is not enough. But when you also take into consideration red lights, red lights, is that really a reason to say that it's not a foolish? Is that a swara? You don't have human beings. You have cars. Cars are rishuyos that are passing through. Human beings can walk. You walk in the middle of the street, you get killed. You know how to go walk down that Ocean Parkway. Is that what it's called? The rishus haram the rice is a foolish? There are sakonis and fashas. It's not a rishus haram. So, you know, so that's it. You want to rely upon that shita, you only need to das yachit to say that you need to have 600,000. So that alone is not enough. But when you want to combine all of these things together, there are grounds to be lenient. That is the derech of halacha. So that's what he says. So what's the problem? The problem is not a problem. It's always a solution. So very good. We'll make Brooklyn into a reshus harabim d'oraisa. So there's still hope. The hope is you just can't make use of a tzuras haPesach. You have to have delossos. You have to close off the open area, the roads with doors. So you can do that. You could have makeshift mechitzos that you can pull out. Okay, these are things which poskim use, and Rav Moshe was not pleased with these heterim. V'have reshus saram after ein tishim riba broken bov ve'ein l'hati ilu b'losos k'mashakasa b'shochanak with this amram b'sev v'minchas patim sham hevi b'shem or zerua te'afilu reshus saram atzma v'shishim riba broken bov kevin she'esh shnei mechitzos gemuros al yidei habatim niteres b'tzura sapas. Look at this incredible leniency. Okay, Rabbi Brown quotes this leniency from the Or Zeruah, that even when you have a Roshos HaRabim D'Oraisa, you can be matir with a Tzura Sapesach. As long as there are two mechitzos, the Afilu Shram Atzma Shishim Riba Boikim Okeim and Shish Shnei Mechitzos Gemuros Adi Habatim. Someone wants to say this at Ocean Parkway or some blocks, that since the majority it's Oymed Meruba, there are more houses than open space, so that can be considered to be two mechitzos. And then the opening of the other ends can be, you can close off. You don't need a door, you can close off with the Tzuras HaPesach. B'yayin behaga, u'v'shut, d'rechayim, I'm not sure what these things say. These are old issues which we spoke about, and the well-known issues. Okay, let's go further. Halacha yedzayin v'serchim reshus, we have to do from a guy, sechiras reshus. Now what's the problem with sechiras reshus? Ayin b'shut ginas v'radim ha'sufaradi v'shut shus yakov v'shut shul meshiv de'im schara reshus misori ho'ir l'tzorech ha'tiltul b'vos v'rechavos ein tzorech od l'schar reshus me'hadarim b'batim l'tzorech ha'riv chatzeres. You don't have to go to every single non-Jew in New York City and ask him, can I please rent from you reshus in your house? You only need to rent from the town official, from the city, from the mayor's office. The ayin oid sham b'shut ginas v'radim v'shut shalom eshev de'im sham de'im schar reshus misar ho'ir moyel, get all of this, gam li yisraelim she'en moedim be'eruv she'en botem oid shem aleinu, even for the non-religious Jews. Because schiras reshus for a guy, a Jew that's not religious, so you also do from schiras reshus, so it works for him as well. V'chein kas minuk ya'ar chayim, fine. Men anachrim, ayin b'shulchan aruch, next to we learned this before, that you don't have to necessarily rent from the Baal HaBayis himself. You can rent from the Baal HaBayis' work. If you have a Baal HaBayis, he has a maid, and you rent space from, that's also sufficient. Even Eved, the Mikol Eved, Me'avodav HaKetanim, even from a minor, Have Kishir V'Lekitoy Me'haitayim Yechol Liskar, you're allowed to make police
from the police.
The police, the police, the Chinkas of Israel. Shushagan mi mesharse ha palitzi palitzai mahani v'chein kasta b'shut marasham. So from the mesharse, from the police department, you can rent space. They have authority in the city. They have control, and renting from them is kili. Renting from the renting reshus from the entire city. V'ayin v'hagoyes marasham hey v'shem Rambam. The gam mischiri Yisrael mutal liskar, from a schiri Yisrael mutal liskar, from a worker, someone is living in the home of a non-Jew. A non-Jew has a tenant, someone living in his home, a worker, you can rent from him. That's also mutal liskar v'chein kastam b'mchol boy. Or b'shut sefer Yeshua herich b'zeh v'helad sh'eim l'akal b'zeh ele b'shas hatchak v'hu adin d'im yesh yehudim bein sarei pikudich o'ir yesh l'hakel v'liskar me'echad mehem ayin sham. That if you have a Jew who works for the government, so renting from the Jew, that Jew, he represents the government, you can rent from him, automatically have rights in the entire city. V'ayin b'shut chacham tzvit sh'ein yechom liskar me'ha, you know what this word is? What's that?
That's the mayor.
That's the mayor. You can't rent from the mayor. Why not? Kevin she'en yecholim b'yod l'oided midanim u'milchama. He does not have the right to declare war. To declare war. No right to declare war. You only have a right to rent from a person who has the power to succeed lead from the nation to declare war. That's the one who you need to run from to succeed. When he declares war, they're not going to makif. He who disagrees, you can run from the mayor. When you get a new mayor, you got to do it all over again. A new mayor. De Blasio. Ain shum nafkamina in mes hamelech oyha president v'akol toli behanhogos hamedina shekol shaych lekis hamedina people who are in charge of the finances treasury lechein in mes echa meirashach in tzach lachsel lignas meirashus. So since over here the government runs the treasury, the economy runs on its own, it's just a figurehead, therefore you don't need to rent one. Now it's a very big problem, because if you have to rent again, you have to make a new v'chatzeros. That's a very big nafkamina. Once the schirus is bottle, automatically the Ruvi Chatzeros is bottle. So in the middle of the season, you're going to have to make a new Ruvi Chatzeros. Okay, so this concludes the laws of Ruvi Chatzeros. Let's just start very quickly, just a little bit, the laws of Ruvi Tchumen. Also, Lot says, "B'Shabbos, if Yemtem b'Mokum Shabbos Yosim b'Tchum, and Yalad walk on Shabbos more than 2,000 Amos, Shehu Shnei Alpay Mama, U'Mekoymoy Shel Adam Shehu Arba Amos, V'Hainu, in Bein Hashmoshos Basade, in Choy Bein Hashmoshos, the person was in the field Bein Hashmoshos, Avolim Shabbos B'Sochir." If you are Shoveh, the only time we say that you're only allowed to walk for 2,000 Amos from the end of your Dalet Amos is if you're in middle no man's land. You're out stranded. But if you are living in a city, so then your 2,000 Amos first begins from the perimeter of the city. The entire city, if it's in New York City, how many miles? 8 miles wide? How long is New York City?
It's
no,
more than that.
Less than that? Wherever the end of civilization is, the end of the last house, you have 2,000 amos. You get a bonus. In addition to the end of the city, you also get a bonus of 70 and 2/3 amos. And in fact, 70 and 2/3 amos is the amount of space that you need to be between two houses. If you get to the end of the city and the houses are more sparsely spaced, as long as you have less than 70 and 2/3 amos between each house, you can continue considering all of those homes to be part of the perimeter of the city. And then when you get to the last house, then you begin count 70 and 2/3 amos, and then from there you count 2,000 amos. So basically you pretty much said all the way until Lakewood. You can walk, what? It's 140 feet, right? Okay, so it depends where.
There can be openings
there. There can be openings. The whole Shiloh, what?
Across the bridge,
it's a very big problem when you make birch to make Tulas Haderech. But Tulas Haderech is really the same thing. Tulas Haderech, and this is the same thing as the 72 Zamas. So wherever you would make Tulas Haderech, what? Sakana, but when you make it, now they think it's Sakana to go on the highways. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go for it.
The parks within the city, that's also part of.
The parks that are within the city, I don't, are they mafsik? In the tchum? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
What do you call it? From Brooklyn to Staten Island, you have the bridge.
Yeah.
But that's all part of the same city.
But there's a heaven.
Like
but
when you go, ocean,
I don't. It's widely accepted. It's widely accepted. There's no tchum issue crossing the bridge. Where you want to go across Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, the span of the bridge, there's no one living. There's no dira on the bridge for more than 70 and 2/3 amos. And it's widely what. There's no. It's widely accepted you're allowed to travel on Shabbos
from borough to borough. There's no tchum issue within New York City going from borough to borough. Ah, but when you go over the bridge, when you go over the bridge, and let's say you go through parks, there's certainly Is that the reason why?
No.
Is that the reason why? Well, because since it's attached, it's all part of the city. It's all part of the infrastructure. All considered to be part of the same city. I don't know the way, but it's widely accepted that people travel all the time. Especially people who live in the Lower East Side, people who live in different areas, they go to Williamsburg, back and forth.
A highway?
Yeah.
An interstate highway that's on college.
Yeah.
Where does the tour start then? Is that an open shoot?
I don't know the answer.
If it goes to Hill, if it's all raised highway.
I don't know the answer.
Is that Virginia Bridge then?
Yeah.
The long bridge, what is it? 10, 15 miles?
Yeah. In where? I don't know the answer. I don't know where it starts. Maybe he'll bring up some issues over here. Let's see over here what it's over here on the bottom. Let's start the Sha'arim Mishim Alacha Oy Salaf. Yoyser mitchum ayin diber heitev the im baruchim b'sham b'tzunei sakonos nefashos toiv leisha b'karoin im gvoi yud tfachim. A person is on the run on Shabbos sakonos nefashos. It is good to sit in the wagon that is above 10 tfachim. Milelich b'raglov. Why? Ki yeshiv b'karoin ein boi rak isur d'rabonon. No, it's not because of tchum. It's because you're not walking, you're not doing anything. Ein boi rak isur d'rabon aval imahalich b'raglov yesh chashash isur d'raisa l'man d'savar d'tchumim d'raisa. You're definitely going outside the tchum. When you're going outside the tchum, and if you're walking outside the tchum, you're doing a ma'isa. If you're sitting in a wagon and the wagon is taking you, you're not doing a ma'isa, because some hold the opinion that if you travel more than good beis mil, or even some hold you go outside more than 2,000 amos, you're going outside the tchum is nisur d'raisa on Shabbos. The kol shchinim noisim mo kesvi carrying kesev zav the adav yois delishu b'kumim milich b'raglov, because you're not doing a ma'isa. Someone is doing it on your behalf. The chasr advas she yois tov lelich b'raglov, he disagrees. No, not in the car, on a wagon. They're going on a horse. Number one, isur l'shtameish bebehema. You're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos. It's muksa. The isur tchumin ayin sham.
A wagon,
there's no muksa because you're not being mishtamish with an animal. And the tchumin, you're not doing a maisa. The isur tchumin is for you to travel. If someone is causing you to travel, that's not your doing. That someone else is doing. You're not doing the maisa. V'chein kasav b'shut achil alochas katan. It's better to walk when you have a choice of walking. Going on an animal, it's better to walk. When you go on an animal, you're dealing with tchum, and you've got trei yisur, the isur behemo, the isur tchum. And if you're walking, you're only going out of the tchum, and you're not walking, you're not being mishtameish with an animal. Okay, the shear is 2,000 amas. Shu shnei alof mama. Ayn b'chay adam. The yesh min hagoyim shesayim the kili oilam rashay. You're allowed to walk 2,800 amos. Why? Because the corners. What's 2,000 amos? 2,000 amos is you're in the middle and you draw a box. You draw a box. So to go to the perimeter, straight ahead is 2,000 amos. But you can walk to the corner. And when you walk to the corner, then you're really walking 2,800 amos. You're getting a bonus of an additional 8,000 amos. Different when you're walking. You have a right to say, when I'm walking, I'm not walking straight to the perimeter. I'm establishing my tchum in such a situation where the direction where I'm walking is I'm walking towards the corner. So you're always allowed to walk 2,800 amos, and we will work on your behalf to say that you will make the configuration, the box around you in such a way that you've walked the max. This is Hishita. The yesh min ha-goinim shesoyrim ki li'oilam rashay lahalich alpayim u'shmona meos amo u'v'shas hadchak ev shesheyesh lush mechalem you can rely upon them b'shas hadchak v'yayin b'shu b'shlomo she'ein yochol lahamin im yimtza chochem shir rekein. I don't believe you can find me a posek that would allow you to do this. This is a stretch. It's a stretch to say that you can walk wherever you want, and then we'll say l'mafreya, you walk towards the corner. V'chein kos Sabeshot Migdal Hashain Shain Lidvorim Elu Shire Shvikar. This is nonsense. To say you can walk 2,800 amas.
It's a circle.
But that's another sheet of the Gemara. It's the Gemara that says you only can walk in a circle. It's machlokes in the Gemara.
If you're in a center, any direction
is exactly 2,000 amas. If you assume the tchum is a circle, but we make la halacha, we make it, and we say you don't say it's a circle. You draw a box. You draw a box. If you draw a box, so then in one direction, straight and backwards, and to the right and the left is exactly 2,000 amas. But when you square out that box, you get an addition. So here we want to say that you can walk wherever you want 2,800 amas, and then we will come along and we'll say that you walk towards the diagonal and draw the box around you and that to your advantage. So he says you can't do that's nonsense. You can't do that. You have to go and before you set out, you have to draw the box yourself. And then you draw the box yourself, so then maybe you can walk towards the corner. But just to go walk wherever you want and then say l'mafreya, that he is of the opinion is not proper. In advance, it seems. Oh, that's another shiloh. Do you have to do that? That's machlokes rishonim. In Ervin, yeah, the box is automatically drawn by the north, south, east, west. It's the box is drawn automatically by the directions of the world. You know, you don't make your own box. You go take out a compass. Wherever east is, 2,000 amas, wherever you are, take out a compass and figure out where the box is. You can't go and take the box. This is not Photoshop where you can turn the box around this way and that way. The box has been established by the corners of the world.
That's if the city is built in
the north. So the city is not built, so you don't follow the city. Who says you have to follow the city? Avenue J, avenues are not built along the lines, east, west, north, south. They're little, no, what?
They are pretty much.
They are?
But that's cool.
They're not perfect.
That's cool.
It's
not exactly.
Look down the avenue when it starts setting.
Yeah.
It goes exactly.
Well, it depends on the year.
Take out your smartphone.
Take the smartphone, okay. You'll see.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty close. Pretty close, okay. And they didn't have smartphones in those days. How did they get it right? Let's see. The ayin b'yalkun ag yoshoini. The Yalkut Roshani says, "V'zil Roshani v'risi l'chtev hashirat chum Shabbos l'fi medidot shlanu alpi meter shereisi b'sefer chalas aron me'agoyin me who know who this is me." Me bis
Besser me.
You know who he is?
Don't know.
That's somewhere in Hungary.
Shakosav the Amo Shal Toiru who 528 millimeters. An Amo is 520 millimeters. So Mimei Lilfi Ze Oila Shivim Amo Vishirayim, 70 Amo Shirayim Al Vialpaim Amo is 1,093 meters and 31 centimeters. 2 and 2 millimeters. Okay, 1,093 meters, 31 centimeters and 2 millimeters. So Lufi Mashkosav Sevich Hayoda. If you want to rely upon the Goyim, we'd allow you to walk 1,516 meters, 1 centimeter and 2 millimeters. So the Rishas Atchak, he came to Halach Adi Deha Erev Shivim Amos V'Shirayim V'Chamish Alavayim V'Shesh Amos. 2,994 meters, 11 centimeters and 2 millimeters. Okay, Halach L'Maisa V'Cheshen Haminutin Hu Kach the Chosam Sefer. Hachinuch Talpaim Amo Hu Shir Mil, the Shir Mil Hu 18 minutes. The mil is the amount of time it takes to walk. To walk 1 mil is 18 minutes. Kemavur Biprimagodim Imkeni Chom Lahalach Ali Day Erev 36 minutes. So the Erev you can walk 36 minutes. So therefore, if you don't want to have them to count the Shabbos, if the Tchum has not been calculated on your behalf, no one came along and did the calculation for you before Shabbos. So then you just have if you're wearing a watch, or I don't know if you're not. Wear watch on Shabbos. You don't want to wear watch Shabbos. Well, your wife is wearing a watch, and you're walking with you listen to the bells. So then you can know coins if you work. Make the calculation backwards. So it's 36 minutes, 36 walking minutes. Walk at a regular pace, an average pace.
Yeah, but then he said continues.
Let's see, 36 minutes. B'shasat ha'kanal, nice of 14 minutes. You want to walk the extra 800. If you want to go walk the extra 800 amos of the goyim, another 14 minutes, and 24. Seconds and sacha kol 15 minutes 24 seconds period. It doesn't tell you the fraction of the second. Olafida saramam the sheer mil who 24. If you want to say that the war mil is 24 minutes, Chabad they rely upon this. Chabad amatzis. How long are amatzis? Mil. Chabad when they make matzis, it's much more profitable. They don't shut down the ovens for 24 minutes. 24 minutes matzis. You can wait 24 minutes in time you start up the whole process. So there you can walk 24 minutes. I'll pee up I in placey. Yechoylem lahalech ayde erev 48 minutes. Ach Ein litzaf oil is zesh shidus hagoyim hanal. That's too much of a stretch. For leilich at 6 at 8, this is 2 minutes. The kula high vade halaylo vadei chalil lahakel. Ad kan diburoi. Beautiful yisoid. He says, don't combine kulas. If you want to rely upon the shita sarambam that says that the meal is not 18 minutes, a meal is 24 minutes. Good for you. Fine. But if you want to then go and add to this the other leniency and say that we're going to let you walk not 2,000 amos, but you also can walk 2,800 amos, which will result in allowing you to walk on Shabbos outside the city limit for 1 hour and 2 minutes, for 62 minutes, you're pushing it. You are combining too many kulois. And that's not a very good derech and halacha to combine. You can combine one kula, but not to combine too many kulos. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll take a short break. So.